In a year when we've lost many music greats, losing Prince was one of the hardest. The prolific songwriter and guitar virtuoso defied all genres, influencing an untold number of musicians along the way. He changed the lives of many non-musicians as well, including some of the fine folks we've hosted as part of KCRW's Guest DJ Project. We've gathered some of their stories for this special edition of the Guest DJ Project, hosted by me, Eric J. Lawrence. First up, actress Michaela Watkins, who stars in the Golden Globe-nominated Hulu series, Casual.
In the 70s, okay, there were so many anthem rock stars, just amazing, epic rock stars. But then the 80s became this whole other sound that, quite honestly, it's interesting, it's cool, and especially to look back on it, you know, it evokes so much nostalgia and wonderful feelings instantly. But in terms of the musicality, you know, when Prince came onto the scene, it just... What was he? He was just this, for being this little dude who's sort of sexually ambiguous and but dirty, but classy, had so much confidence and was a straight-up genius, you know, musically and poetically. And I grew up in Syracuse, New York, where it's just a really depressive town, especially at that time. It was always really cold and gray and... a sad, broke town, and, you know, I was a sad, broke girl, and, you know, my parents had split at a time where parents weren't doing that a lot, and, you know, just hearing this music that was so different and stood out so much from all the other sounds that were happening, and the song Baby, I'm a Star, I just feel like is such a powerful song that moves in so many different ways.
Next, we go to award-winning celebrity chef and restaurateur Marcus Samuelson. He brings together an array of global influences in his cuisine, and his determination to take risks in his work is directly linked to the musicians he's relied on to show him the way.
If I have to point to one person that I've been most inspired by, it's Prince. From so many different ways of, again, opening up that door that David Bowie did in terms of alternative and being different and taking your own chances and always putting out quality content. Every song for me, like this song for me, it's just a build up, and there is like three songs going on in one song, but it's all done so melodic and beautiful, and that for me is the key to a great dish. It's just undertones of delicious things left and right, and that's what the song is.
If Prince were food, what would he be?
I think he would be like an incredible, perfect sushi. Raw, loud, but yet very understated and quiet at the same time. Like a perfect sushi meal.
What's going to be purple in the sushi?
The tuna.
The tuna, perfect.
That was the song Mountains from his 1986 album Parade. Anyone who's ever heard the musical comedy duo Flight of the Conchords won't be surprised to learn that they're big fans of the Purple One. Actor-comedian Jemaine Clement, one half of the beloved Kiwi troupe, paid us a visit and picked one of Prince's biggest party songs.
Next is just a song from a great album, Sign of the Times by Prince. It's a classic. And I think Housequake is probably the one I've played most.
Shut up already! Damn!
I enjoy the funky beat.
Shut up! Already! Damn!
Something like that. I'm no Prince. As much as I try.
That was pretty good.
Prince kind of back chats with himself, you know?
Yeah. What kind of an influence is Prince on Flight of the Conchords?
He's a big influence on us. We're often trying to sound like Prince and failing, but failing enough that sometimes people don't realize that that's what we're trying to do, and they think it's just our original sound. But I think a lot of bands are doing that, you know. They try to make one thing, and their own personality or style turns it into something else. But it's quite often for us, we're trying to be Prince.
Our next selection comes from choreographer and MacArthur fellow, Kyle Abraham, who's a rising star in the dance world. He integrates elements from his experience as a black gay male into his highly personal work. Prince played a pivotal role in his decision to make dance his life's pursuit.
It's hard for me with Prince because, you know, Prince has such a huge catalog, and I've grown up listening to his music through my older sister my entire life. And the thing with Bat Dance, I was thinking about this album, the Batman soundtrack, and thinking, you know, there are very few soundtracks done by one pop music artist that really you can tell that they were inspired by the film and or the subject matter. Each song, you can hear where he's coming from in relation to the Batman character or the Joker character in the movie and or the comic books. The crazy thing is I know exactly what day I saw this movie because it was my sister's birthday, and we, you know, in Pittsburgh, I don't know if they did this all around the world, but you could buy a t-shirt and the t-shirt was your admission ticket into the movie. So I remember sitting there with my Batman t-shirt on June 15th, my sister's birthday, watching this movie.
When you were a kid, did you always know that you wanted to be a dancer growing up?
Yeah, I think the dance thing for me, it started because, you know, we're doing a lot of, my mother and my father put me and my sister in visual art classes and all this stuff. And all these things I was able to do in my room, and I was making up dances in my room, not really knowing, didn't even know what the word choreographer was at the time. But it wasn't until, you know, my friends actually took me to see the Joffrey Ballet doing a full-length evening of Prince, dances to Prince, that I saw dance for the first time on stage. And if, you know, if there wasn't that opportunity, I never would have been interested in wanting a career in dance.
I always ask that of all my prey. I just like the sound of it.
Last, but certainly not least, we have comedian Fred Armisen of Portlandia and Saturday Night Live fame. Prince simply rocked his world.
Everything that I thought was cool about music, he turned it all upside down. I was so into punk and the Beatles. It was like punk and the Beatles, and that's it. This is what's cool. Camouflage, leather jackets. And then all of a sudden, this video came on MTV of the song 1999. And it was the opposite. Purple, pink, fluorescent lights, hearts, makeup, thongs. You know, like, really, it was very much the opposite of what I understood or, like, would preach to people as what was cool. And it turned it upside down. And it said, Fred, you're wrong. This is even more punk than that. He was a control freak, and he played all the instruments on those first albums, and the way he wrote songs, it was like an alien came down and made music. He was like the Steve Jobs of of making music. You know, he just was like, I know you think you know what funk is, and I know you think that you know what a good album and a good song is, but this is what you need. And 1999, oh my God, I love that album, love that song. Then Purple Rain, what? How can anyone make music like this? And then the song Pop Life, I thought, just for me, is everything that I love about Prince.
Thanks so much for listening to the special edition of the Guest DJ Project. For a complete track listing and to find these songs online, go to kcrw.com/guestdjproject and subscribe to the podcast through iTunes.